Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, speaking of celebrities, it has been called the film, or the film, as we say, film of the year. And it's won loads of awards so far, including an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. Belfast follows a young boy's childhood at the beginning of the Troubles in 1969. It is available to own for the first time on digital right now and on Blu-ray, DVD, 22nd of April. And I'm so excited because Jude Hill, who plays Buddy, is on the line now. Jude, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Where are you at the moment? Because I know you've been flying all over the world promoting this movie and going to awards. So where are you?
Well, I'm at home right now up in County Armagh, Northern Ireland. And it's good to have a little break.
Oh, yeah. You've been flat out, haven't you?
Yeah. But I definitely could do it all over 10 times again.
Oh, it was, what an incredible experience for you. Speaking of award ceremonies, you won Best Young Actor at the Critics' Choice Awards. How did that feel?
Oh, it wasn't expected at all. For the CCA one, it wasn't expected at all because all of the other nominees were outstanding. And for the HCA one, I knew that I won the award a few months prior. Mm. And even on that night, it was just so special to have all of those famous people in the room and them all clapping and cheering. That was a night.
Well, I have your acceptance speech here. It's incredible. Let's have a little listen.
I'm going to have to be completely honest. I had nothing prepared. First of all, congrats to all of the other nominees. I loved you all. And yeah, I couldn't have done it without the rest of the cast. Jamie, Katrina, Kieran, Ken, Judy Dench, and oh my gosh. Yeah, just thanks to my mum and dad for always being there and letting me go down this path in the first place. Thanks to my little sister and my little brother Jonah, and they've actually both been getting into acting as well. Copycats.
Copycats. Tell me, because you're 11, but when did you start acting?
Well, this was my first acting role, but I started doing poems and monologues at the ripe old age of 4 for just competitions and little festivals, but I never would have thought I'd go this far.
Just incredible. You beat 300 boys to get the part of Buddy. What was your audition like? Was it a tough process?
Well, it was a very long process, I have to say that, because there were around 6 or 7 different callbacks, and each one of them were like a week apart, and it took a while. And at the very end call, after it, the next morning actually, we got an email through saying Jude Hill has got the part of Buddy in Belfast, and I just could not believe it. Like, I started going, is this real? Is this what? And I was so excited.
Did you miss loads of school?
It was actually filmed mostly over the summer, but it went into September as well. But I had a tutor on set for September.
Oh, did you? Okay. And tell me, I mean, it's a very special movie, and you worked, as you mentioned in your acceptance speech there, with some great actors, including Judy Dench and Kieran Hines and Jamie Dornan. Did they help you out on set? Were they good pals?
Oh, yes. I every single day I was asking them, what about this? What do you do if that happens? And they were all so wise and nice and sharing all of the tricks of the trade or whatever. And yeah, I couldn't have asked for any better co-stars.
Who was playing all the practical jokes? I heard there was a lot of practical jokes on set. Who was doing that?
Well, I think if you tallied them all up, I think Judy Dench would be a hard number one on all of the practical.
Amazing. My God, I love her so much. I want to play a clip of you in action just to remind people, or so people can hear it if they haven't seen the movie. It's an incredible performance. Let's have a little listen.
We have to do a project about the moon landing.
What did those boys not come back from that?
They did. Now we have to cut things out of the papers and explain how they got there.
If they did get there, they did get to the moon. It's not what it says here. God doesn't like it.
And I watched every night too that they were up there.
And how did I never see Mike Collins and the mothership doing his orbit? Surely you would have seen the ship of Columbus against the light of the moon.
Do you find it difficult to learn lines?
Well, my mum helped me a lot on that part, and so did the rest of the cast, because every single night before bed, my mum would sit me down and learn the lines with me just for the next day, just so I was prepared and I wouldn't screw up on the day. And the other cast helped a lot as well with little techniques and stuff, like doing it sentence by sentence and paragraph by paragraph. And that really, really helped.
Oh, that's good. You had a lot of support and much needed support, because it's not easy. Come here to me. When you're not acting and winning awards, what do you like to do?
Well, I like to play football with my family and my friends. I still go to school. I play musical instruments. I play the clarinet and the tin whistle. And I just like playing out in the garden with my brothers and sisters, even though sometimes it ends up in crying and fights.
How old are your brother and sister?
Well, my brother Jonah, he's 6 right now. Mm-hmm. And my sister Georgia is 9.
Lovely.
Okay. And Jonah big into the karate, so my back really hurts.
It's big into it. You should get into it. It's great. My little one has just started karate. It's a great one to do. Can I ask you, what is your favourite movie?
Oh, gosh. Of all time? Or yeah. Just this year?
No, of all time. What would you put in as, oh, God, that is one of my favourite movies.
Gosh, that is so hard to pick. There's been millions upon millions of movies.
Have you seen The Goonies?
I think I might have, yeah. I think when I was younger, I might have seen The Goonies.
Okay, and obviously it didn't make a very good impression on you. Anything else? What about the Back to the Future and all of them kind of movies?
Oh, I love the Back to the Future movies. They were confusing at a young age.
They were confusing. Like, yeah, I find them confusing. What about Harry Potter? Would you be a Harry Potter fan?
Oh, gosh, I'm a massive Harry Potter fan. I actually read all the books before I watched the movies, and gosh, I love them films.
Books are better. The books are better. Yeah.
Books are better.
With the clarinet and the tin whistle and the football and the killings in the back garden with the family and the reading the Harry Potter, you've no time. Do you? Like, do you have any time for school?
Yes. I still fit in all of my school hours. And even every time I go away, my teacher gives me sort of a homework pack, which is just all the worksheets and stuff my class would be doing throughout the week. Great. So I'm doing the exact same worksheets.
Great. Good on you. So what's the plan now? More movies? Theatre?
Hopefully. I'm going to try my best to go down this path. And I'm excited to see what comes next.
Well, listen, you're on the path. You are absolutely on it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'll let you get back to your life. You're an absolute star, and hopefully I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
Bye, Jude. Bye. There we go. And Belfast is available to own for the first time on digital now and on Blu-ray DVD from the 22nd of April. And I'm just keep Jude on the line there. See if you can get me Jamie Dornan's number just for, you know, Nell text or something.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.